Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative roots and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Mize. Music, interviews and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM for the best country.
You're listening to Three Chords and the Truth. This is Jen Mize, and I'm sitting here with my buddy, Paddy McHugh. Hey, Paddy.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
I'm real good. Good to be here with you as ever.
Absolutely. And we have a crack of a show. Tell us about it.
We do. We're going to do a whole show themed on Southern rock this week. And we have a really cool interview, if I do say so myself, with the Adam Eckersley Band, which is an Australian band who plays this kind of Southern rock, country rock style.
Awesome. Look, before we get into that, Jen, we're going to do what we always do and do an acknowledgement. We're going to acknowledge the Jagera people who are the traditional custodians of the land here at West End where we are today.
And we would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
Wonderful. Now, Jen, Southern rock. A huge part of country music and rock music all over the world.
Yeah.
And, look, we're going to have to kick this off with in style. We got to get this right.
Yeah, we got to come out of the gate smoking hot, right?
We're going to do this, right? What have we got? Come on, let's go.
All right. Well, as a fan of this kind of music, I have to come right out of the gate with one of my favorite bands, the sometimes little known, but they're awesome, Little Feat. We're going to kick it off with Dixie Chicken.
Woo!
hoping for a chance to cuss you out, but then you came walking in, and it hit me like I ain't been hit before. I guess one of us never changed. That's you and me sitting on the floor. I let you get away.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, and we're doing everything Southern Rock this episode. That last band was Blackberry Smoke with their track Pretty Little Lie. Next up, we've got the Adam Eckersley Band with Tomorrow Night, Same Again.
It's been days since I've washed away rose sweat and the foul taste in my mouth. And I've been sleeping on a beer-stained bar floor and hoping this way of life's gonna pay somehow. And I ain't asking for sympathy, no. Ready to top of worry, no. My short-term company, and it's a loading sound check, a quick bop for the first set, and it's last drinks, the last request, slip out the back for a cigarette, and tomorrow night, same again. Change rooms, a parking lot, and a bit of cold, all the steaming hot, there ain't no red carpet laid for us round here. Try to satisfy on the telephone. It's mostly what we think about between shipping gears. I ain't asking for sympathy, no. Any type of worrying done over me.
Hi, this is Jen Mize. You're listening to Three Chords and the Truth. I'm sitting here in my little trailer at the Gimpy Muster, and I've got Adam Eckersley with me right now. Thanks for joining me, Adam Eckersley.
Hey, Jen. It's great to be in your trailer. I like the way it's called a trailer.
It is not
a caravan.
It is a trailer to me because I'm American.
Exactly. That's
it's
right.
It's technically a caravan to everybody
I
else.
I can dig it.
To my audience. Come on in, Benny. Come on in.
Adam,
play some keys.
Pull up.
Jen has the keys.
Pull
up the stuff.
Hi, boys.
Oh,
it's warm in here too.
We're gonna put this on the show. You want to join me?
Sure.
Yeah. So
do
I
you
have
a warm up cuddle.
Yeah. Is it cold outside?
It is. Just started to in like the last 20 minutes. Yeah. We were looking for our jackets, and then we thought Adam's going to go and get the keys off his wife, but then. The keys were in here.
Well, you know what?
Brooke gave me the keys.
I just walked out the back gate and Brooke was getting in the courtesy car and said, I've got to take Tiggy home. Jen Miser's got the keys. And I went, that's right. I'm having a chat with Jen Myers. I told her I would, but I'd totally forgotten.
I was totally scheming. I was like, give me the keys.
Well played.
Like, well played. Absolutely well scheming. Played. Yeah. Great show, fellas.
Thanks, Jen.
I was sitting out in the crowd, as per usual, because I'm a big fan of the band. I'm cool. a big fan. So, yeah, so this episode is all about Southern Rock. But we want to know what what brings you to Southern Rock? Like, what's the thing that got you started writing the way you do? And what bands were you influenced by? And those kinds of questions. I want to just go for it. Just keep talking, because that's the most real stuff.
I would say that before I'd kind of heard the Allman Brothers, or mm-hmm. Marshall Tucker Band, mm-hmm. or the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, or you know, Charlie Daniels Band, before I'd heard any of those guys, I was a massive Garth Brooks fan when I was like 16.
You and me both. No offences, I remember.
Oh, man. I knew every word, you know, Clint Black, Tim McGraw, Lee Kernaghan. I was diehard country fan, lived out at Cobar and what have you. And then so that was when I first started playing guitar, and I was just strumming along and singing country songs. And then I moved to Grafton and started getting more into wanting to play a bit of lead guitar and what have you. And I was living by myself pretty young, 16, 17, thereabouts or whatever, mm-hmm. when I was working. And there was a guy at the music shop that he'd every so often have these jam sessions on his farm. And everyone knew about him, but you had to be invited. And I finally got invited. And all these older musos started introducing me to all this stuff. And it started with like a massive love of Eric Clapton and B.B. King and Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
So I'd had this staunch country kind of introduction to music. And then when I got more into guitar, that took me to find the blues guys. The guys that are doing the extended solos and the Hendrixes and all that sort of stuff. Because I kind of grew up with more James Taylor and things like that.
Right.
So it was when that happened, I was like, man, this is the coolest thing ever. And then from that, some of these older musos started going, well, you dig the country, you're digging the blues stuff. Here, check out some Amazing Rhythm Aces and check out some Ozark Mountain Daredevil, stuff like that. And then kind of, I think that was pretty much a natural progression of not only the writing, but then the Allman Brothers, and that's kind of the pinnacle of it. I can't remember who introduced me to the Allman Brothers, but
should thank them.
Oh, man. And it wasn't like way, 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 way back. It was a long time ago, but musically sort of certainly wasn't in the first 5 years of playing or anything. But I think, mixing that country and blues is probably what those dudes were doing.
Absolutely.
You know, when they were writing their songs, because there's a fair influence from country.
Chuck Berry and
rock Dickie
and roll
Betts and stuff, and then and then the Allmans.
Yeah.
Kind of with the country and the blues. And at the time, it was more, I'd been influenced heavily from country and blues. And then later on, obviously got into the guys. I was like, oh, they're doing exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
They're doing it really, 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 really well.
Do you reckon it's something in the water down there? Do you reckon it's something in the water down there? Because, I mean, obviously, like, the Allman Brothers were doing their thing in California before Dwayne went back to, like, Muscle Shoals area and started doing things down there. Do you reckon... Because, I mean, if anyone says, what's Southern rock, you say the Allman Brothers, and they weren't really from the South.
And they didn't like, you know, that
they
tag,
didn't like
too.
That term, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's... I don't know. It's funny. We as a band, as AEB, have never actually claimed... Southern rock.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to describe it, because I mean, it's got, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, it's got regular blues and country form, but then longer jams and things like that. Not jam band fully. But Dan, you're a Dead fan, right? Grateful Dead fan.
That's it.
You were like, you followed the Dead for a while.
I grew up smoking pot and listening to the Grateful Dead.
that's exactly
and
it.
And then take everything Adam said and just put those together and it all worked out.
And it's a family.
It really was a bizarre thing. We didn't set out. The album kind of had been, the first album had been done when we all got together as a band. But, and maybe it was luck, I don't know, but we all kind of just went, wow, we really like playing the same stuff. And that's kind of gone on to create the sound that it has, I guess, yeah.
Well, what makes you feel good.
Yeah, it does.
A lot of stuff doesn't make me feel good, but yeah, that stuff does.
Yeah.
Good music does.
Bloody hell.
I think Dwayne Allman said Southern rock is kind of like a double thing, where it's, you might as well just call it rock. It means the same stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So it's kind of hard to...
I always, like, if you listen, Charlie Daniels, most people would say he's a country guy, like, because the devil went down to Georgia and whatever, but he's got some hardest ball-tearing Southern rock songs, you know?
Absolutely.
And you never did think you were ever going to do it again.
Yeah.
Like an American future.
Like, yeah.
That shit's awesome, right?
This and is exactly what I love.
He's got a big 10-gallon hat on. Yeah. But, and we've, from the get-go, we've said, all right, well, if we're going to play a country song, we're going to try and give it the kind of respect that it deserves, and not only in the performance, but when we write it, to me, the country I loved had a story or a meaning or it came from somewhere real or what have you, and so that's basically all we set out to do. If we're going to jam, we're going to try and get right in there and give it everything we've got. If we're going to play a country song or a ballad, we're going to try and give it the respect and...
Yeah. Well, I feel like it comes across that way. Like, I feel like, you know, like when you do a ballad, you let it have its space and it gives a little bit of ebb and flow to your sets. And, you know, the audience can come on a little bit of a journey with you. And so when you go into that jam section of things and you get really hyped up and everything's getting big and it's getting building, they're with you because you've kind of taken them on that journey the whole time. So yeah, I feel like you're doing everything you set out to do.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm such a fan. Like, I'm probably not asking really great questions.
No, it's actually really fun to talk about this stuff. We talk about it in the car all the time.
Thinking about form and how you said it was sort of country and blues forms, that's totally true. I guess the differentiator would be then a willingness to take chances outside of the form.
Like, I love that.
So we're going to do this because this is kind of what this music asks for.
Yeah.
But then let's just do this here and see what happens.
And we'll get back to the other thing eventually.
We'll get back to the other thing, yeah.
And we'll kind of explore this thing.
Exactly. There's definitely a willing, like, the actual just taking away of form. We don't know how many bars this is going to be. We don't know how long this is going to go for. We don't know what each other is going to do. Let's just sort of, so there's that. Maybe that's part of the thing that even makes a Southern rock band a Southern rock band, is the respect for the music, the respect for the roots, the respect for great songwriting, and then a willingness to take a chance, I guess.
I love that.
Hey, and you guys, man. Good. Yeah, well said.
We don't have a lot more time. I won't keep you guys much longer. I'll let you get back to whatever it is you're going to do now that you've done your show, which I'm sure
beer is... Beer and jackets.
Yeah. It's starting to get a little chilly here at the Gimpy Muster.
Am I just really warm, or is this caravan warmer than outside?
It's warmer than outside. But you've got your jacket on.
But are you warm?
Yeah, I'm warm now.
You're better.
Well, fellas, thank you so much for joining me in my trailer, and we'll just kick on. I'll turn this off, though, so we can say whatever we want to say.
Because we've been holding back.
But no, thank you so much for joining us on Three
Thanks,
Chords
Jen.
And the Truth. And I'm still a massive fan. You do it for me.
Thank you.
Right on.
It's musical love. All right. This is Jen Mize reporting from the Gimpy Muster with Adam Eckersley Band. Take it easy.
Well, I live in the system the best that I can, trying to fit in the mold and still be a man. When I question freedom and whatever that means, well, I'm wasting my time. It's time to pull up my sleeves. Between living to work, working to dream, yeah, I'm playing out my own Hollywood scene. Better off than most, yeah, I'm doing alright. And I feel for the ones who make the news tonight. If I'm living or not, make polite conversation. Will I have to, I guess, save truth for my friends? Just bullshit the rest.
I'll do a practice run first because I'm pretty sure I'll get it wrong.
Sure.
So it's basically, this is Brad Butcher. You're listening to Three Chords and the Truth on 98.9 for the best country.
That's it. That's right. That's it. Yeah. Okay. You got it.
G'day, you did not get.
Come home to me. I forgot some good old loving and I got some on stove. But when I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. All them things that come by the dozen, I ain't nothing but drugs, don't love it. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, cause the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. You got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for
me light your candle, cause the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Let me light your candle, calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
You're on Three Chords and the Truth, and we're doing Southern Rock, baby. That last track was the Black Crowes, Hard to Handle. Next up, the Allman Brothers with Whipping Post.
I'm dying. You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers.
Now, Jen Myers, one thing that we aim to do here on Three Chords and the Truth, and it's a self-imposed thing that we've done since the beginning, is try and have a good representation of both male and female artists that we play on the show.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
We also try and play not just American artists, but we also try and include Australian artists and artists from around the world. But today's show, we've got a little bit lopsided. We're doing this Southern rock thing, and so far, we're halfway through the show, a little bit over, and we have yet to actually play any female lead musicians in this genre.
Well, that's not because they don't exist. The ladies are out there in the Southern rock genre. There's a few out there, and the ones that do exist, man, they do it, and they do it really well. I mean, we could go on and play a lot of Bonnie Raitt, who obviously is like my hero, and we play a lot of Bonnie Raitt here. We could play some Janis Joplin, because when Janis was with Big Brother and the Holding Company, that was Southern rock. It was a little bit psychedelic, but it was also very Southern.
Very rocky, yeah.
But we're going to have a doubleheader here, and we're going to play two of my favorite Southern rock ladies who just sing their butts off, write their butts off, play their butts off. And they're amazing. We're going to start with Sweet Hands by Grace Potter and the Nocturnal, followed by the Tedeschi Trucks Band. That's Susan Tedeschi on the lead vocal there with Made Up Mind.
Girl.
Oh, I'm a rolling. It's time to start a song.
Yeah. can smell the magnolia, but it's just like I told you, I'm in a higher place. I got a made up mind. I got a made up mind. If you're thinking of my freak that time, you're gonna find I got a made up mind. Well, you might have seen me out on the country, but you lost me at the crossroads sign.
Don't touch that dial. You are on Three Chords and the Truth. 98.9 FM. This is CCR with Down on the Corner.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, it's our favorite part of the show. It's shout-out time. It's shout-out time.
That's right. And this week's shout-out goes to all the mob listening in Broken Hill.
Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service at 2DRY. Too dry.
Whoever named that radio station was too dry.
It's dry.
Look, right, Southern Rock we're talking.
Yeah.
We're playing all Southern Rock.
Yep.
We just heard some badass ladies singing, some cool mm-hmm. Southern Rock.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to talk about a band that's kind of really at the forefront of the Southern Rock or Goth Rock, as they sometimes refer to themselves, movement, a band that I really love. I think people either really love or hate this band. I'm in the love
I'm
side
in the
here.
Love category too, man.
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of seeing them live as well, one of the best concerts that I've been to, and I could just rave on for hours, but I'm going to just let them do the talking through their awesome music. This is the Drive-By Truckers with Road Cases.
Take our ass, take our face, take our guitars, take our ass, got them free.
Was Lynyrd Skynyrd with What's Your Name.
Yeah, and we couldn't do a Southern rock show without playing Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Can't do it without playing Lynyrd
We probably
Skynyrd.
Should have played, Neil Young.
Yeah.
Yes, but we didn't, which was kind of purposeful because that's a whole show in itself.
Yeah, well, guys, we'll do an entire Neil Young show, okay? So send in your Neil Young covers, all right?
We'll get there.
That's it for us. Yeah. We've come to the end of another show.
And of course, we'd like to thank our guests.
Yeah, we need to thank the Adam Eckersley Band. Thank you, Adam and Benny and Dan, for sitting down with me at the Gimpy Muster. That was pretty awesome of them. Good guys, good songs.
Great interview, Jen.
Yeah,
well done.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Now, just a quick shout out to Ruby and Zoe, who are two fans of the show who like to dance around to the music. We hope you've been dancing to this one today. And Jen's picked this last one for you, a dancing one to go out on, in line with our Southern Rock theme. So, Jen, what have we got?
We got the Marshall Tucker Band to take us out with Can't You See? What that woman's been doing to me.
woman long she been doing to me. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Oh, she's such a crazy lady. What that woman, what that woman she been.